1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Ariel Reshef. A Philadelphia community devastated by the mass shooting over the holiday. The suspect accused of killing five charged today in court. That incident just one of a rash of shooting sprees that marred the 4th of July holiday weekend. Nationwide.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, there were 17 mass shootings over the holiday weekend. 18 people were killed and 102 were injured.
We are begging Congress to protect lives and do something about America's gun problem.
That's Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney speaking after a shooter used an AR-15 to open fire in the city Monday night. Ann Flaherty, ABC News.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet says the U.S. stopped Iran from seizing two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz today. Iran's Navy reportedly firing shots at one of the ships at one point. Iran denies the incident. A federal judge blocking the Biden administration from asking social media companies to address misinformation posted on their platforms. This is ABC News. The L.A. County Sheriff has released body camera video showing a deputy throwing a woman to the ground outside a grocery store. The department says officers were responding to reports of a robbery in progress, saying it's investigating and that personnel who don't uphold department standards will be held accountable. Some of the nation's businesses might want to get ready for something happening soon that could affect their bottom line. Student loan payments set to resume in October.
For the past 3 years, people in debt from college have gotten a reprieve. That will soon be over, and that could be bad for places like online retailers, bars, and restaurants. They're expected to take the brunt of spending that would have gone to them, but now will be going back to lenders. The average borrower who took money out for college pays about $300 per month in student loan bills.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Yusuf Salam, one of the exonerated Central Park Five, has won a Democratic primary for the New York City Council. Ariel Reshef, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
A man was found dead in a ditch Tuesday morning in Sheboygan. According to the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office, an emergency call came in shortly after 8 a.m. The caller told dispatch they heard a loud noise and found an unresponsive man in a ditch shortly after. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. An arrest was made in the incident. The names of the victim and the suspect are being withheld during the investigation.
If you're thinking about buying Powerball tickets, there is no better time than the present. The jackpot for tonight's drawing is currently almost $550 million. A police officer rescues three cows from a burning barn, and it's all captured on body cam. The Sturgeon Bay Police Department shared the video on their Facebook page of the officer arriving just before 6 a.m. on June 25th. With black smoke coming from the burning barn, the officer was able to open the gate and move the cows to safety. No injuries were reported. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and board operator, engineer, producer extraordinaire, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Mr. Zomers, always glad to have you along on an afternoon. There it is, the Geico Camel. Fantastic.
I don't know how I keep earning more more qualifiers or more titles.
Because you're the Iron Man. You're the Iron Man of Civic Media. You could do three events and keep on running.
I don't know. I think the Iron Man title goes to people more like Brian or Luke.
Well, our engineers, yeah. You know, Brian, Corey, those guys, Luke. But it takes a village, as they say, and always happy to have Mr. Zomers along with us on the board. It is now 7 past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is the 5th of July, Wednesday, 2023. Glad to have you along with us as well. A little bit more of a weather update for you in case you're listening to us on WMDX here in Madison or up in WISS in Oshkosh as well. Some more thunderstorm warnings right now to update you on as I bring it up on my phone. Just south of Madison now, more in, well, kind of the southern Dane County and northwestern Rock County. The severe thunderstorm warning now and for about another 10 minutes for places like Evansville, also Stoughton, who already got hit once, Fulton, Edgerton, all those areas, Milton, are going to be in the way of this storm, perhaps even for Atkinson here in the not too different future. So again, if you are in the area of Evansville, Stoughton, Fulton, Edgerton, Milton, and Fort Atkinson, be aware there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 2:15. There is another severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 2:15 as well, just to the east of Fort Atkinson and north of Whitewater. So places like Rome, Wisconsin, Oak Hill, Sullivan, Helenville, Concord, over to Douseman, Summit, and Oconomowoc. So Oconomowoc might be listening on WAUK out of Waukesha, Milwaukee. So be aware of some severe weather there as well. Also just south of Hartford, if you're again in Oxiana, again, Oconomowoc area, Rubicon, Hartford area, West Bend also in the line of some of these storms as well. So again, for southern Dane County, northern Rock County, and then over to the Fort Atkinson's area in Jefferson County, be aware we have some severe thunderstorm warnings right now. Also in the Milwaukee area, severe thunderstorm warning. It's going to end here at 3 o'clock, and that is for basically kind of downtown Milwaukee over to the coastline, all the way up along the coast just east of Whitefish Bay and Shorewood, Cudahy, just right over to the shoreline by Cudahy. So lots of severe weather. Also, there's a severe storm right now over just south of Sheboygan near Cedar Grove and Belgium. So all kinds of severe weather breaking out across the parts, mostly, as I look at the radar right now, across eastern and south central Wisconsin. So be aware of those severe storms and keep an eye to the sky. Certainly need the rain this hour, but we do not need these severe storms. Keep it tuned here to your local Civic Media radio station, and we will continue to update you with the weather as we go throughout the afternoon. It is 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock now. Todd Allball along with Mr. Zommers. Welcome your calls this hour if you want to weigh in on the subject we were talking about last hour, which was the Ron DeSantis ad and this anti-trans, anti-gay ad. Welcome your calls on that. What it kind of means for the Republican Party to go this dark. And I haven't seen, again, this kind of happened over the weekend. I've been looking for someone in the Republican Party, some prominent leader, to call this out and say, look, this is just not okay. I mean, it doesn't matter what your position on things like marriage equality are. All right? You can be anti-marriage equality for personal reasons or religious reasons, what have you. But to have a candidate, a major candidate, for president of the United States to go so far as calling for the extinction of other human beings, other Americans. It's atrocious in my opinion. Video more than a minute long, put out, as we said, by Proud Elephant and shared by the DeSantis War Room. Says, to wrap up Pride Month, let's hear from the politician who did more than any other Republican to celebrate it. And, of course, celebrating, tongue-in-cheek, meant that going after LGBTQ plus people. Anyway, what's, I almost use the term funny. It's not funny. But what's interesting, what's just weird to me, is, and we played this, we might play it again, Mr. Zommers, when we come back to the break. The Democrats, Joe Biden, are talking about all these accomplishments on the economy, on inflation. Have you filled up your gas tank lately? Not nearly as expensive as it was last summer. Democrats are talking about actual issues that matter to each and every American. Meanwhile, major candidates for the Republican nomination for president are talking about things like transgender bathrooms. And again, you know, if you haven't been, here's, well, we'll talk about it more. If you haven't been to a gender-neutral bathroom, again, think about going to a line of outhouses, porta-potties, and a country music festival. That's essentially what it is, all right? We'll come back and talk about that. Also in this hour, did the pandemic make you or us worse drivers? I think yes. We'll talk about it after this. Stay with us. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Again, be aware, throughout the state right now, a lot of severe weather moving through different parts of the state. Some parts are probably sunshiny and look great. You say, Todd, what's going on? But again, it's a statewide program, and so we do our best to keep everybody aware. It looks like the most severe weather at this hour, just checking the statewide radar, it's basically a line from just south of Madison, Wisconsin, down towards Oregon and Evansville, over through Stoughton and that area. There is a severe thunderstorm warning that is set to expire just about now. But then the same storm is going to move into Fort Atkinson. And now it looks like there are two severe thunderstorm warnings. One severe thunderstorm warning, again, near Fort Atkinson, just to the east of that, north of Whitewater, that's going to be expiring right now. There is a brand new special weather statement, a strong thunderstorm approaching northeastern Rock, southeastern Dane, southwestern Jefferson counties, and that one is through until 3 p.m. So if you're in areas such as Oconomowoc, Summit, Heartland, Pewaukee, and Waukesha right now, be aware that this storm is headed your way. So especially for our listeners, not only in the WMDX listenership, WISS out of Oshkosh, but also WAUK out of Waukesha, be aware that there is now a special weather statement for a line of storms moving towards Waukesha, Pewaukee, Heartland, Wales, Oconomowoc, and Summit, and that is in effect until 3 p.m. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm near Stoughton heading east at 30 miles per hour. This storm is going to have winds of excess of 40 miles per hour, also pea-size hail associated with this storm. So that one in effect until 3 p.m. Oconomowoc, Waukesha area, Summit, Heartland, Wales. Be aware of that storm going on right now. Also, just looks like basically if you hopefully are not out on the water right now, but along the Wisconsin border and Lake Michigan shoreline, just east of Racine, north of Kenosha, we have a special marine warning going until 3:45 along the Lake Michigan near shore and open waters to the mid-lake point. Do not be out on the water right now. Same thing for the waters just to the east of Milwaukee, a special warning out there right now. And then moving up to, looks like the Plymouth area right now, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Sheboygan County in east central Wisconsin. That one going until 2:30 this afternoon. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for the northeastern Sheboygan County area in east central Wisconsin. And then it looks like one more special marine warning for the waters right along the shoreline of Sheboygan. And that marine warning going until 3:45 this afternoon. Also just north of Green Bay, near Suamico and Abram is right now, not severe, but very strong warning, very strong storms, that is, up in that area of the state as well. So basically, if you took a line just south of Madison near Oregon and then kind of went diagonally up to the stomping grounds of Mr. Zomers as a kid, Manitowoc. If you drew kind of that diagonal line that would go from Madison northeastward from Madison, Manitowoc, that whole line in there, lots of strong storms right now. So anywhere, say, from Manitowoc to Sheboygan, West Bend, Watertown, Menominee Falls, Oconomowoc, Waukesha, just north of Janesville right now, over to Lake Mills and Stoughton. That entire area of south central and eastern Wisconsin right now experiencing strong storms, Mr. Zomers. Not what you would want back home in Manitowoc.
Not exactly.
Not exactly at all. But we will continue to watch these storms for you. We'll bring you any new warnings that may come out here in the moments that we have on the air in the next 45 minutes or so. Appreciate you keeping it tuned right here to the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Welcome your calls. Can talk about a couple of things here. Again, to finish up this thought on the DeSantis campaign, putting fingers DeSantis because he eats pudding with his fingers. That's the kind of guy he is, you understand? He puts out these hateful videos calling for the termination of people and then eats pudding with his hands. I mean, can you really trust a guy that eats pudding with his hands? I don't think so. Here's the deal. When you think about this, and people get all bent out of shape about gender-neutral bathrooms, all right? If you go to a proper gender-neutral bathroom, and there's one, I think there are sponsors here on the Civic Media Network, Delta Beer Lab in Madison, Wisconsin. Ever been there, Mr. Zomers?
I would like to, but I haven't yet.
Delta Beer Lab, let me tell you, I know these folks. I've had their beer, fantastic beer, over in, well, now it's technically Fitchburg, but not too far from John Nolan on Rimrock, just off of Rimrock Road in the Novation campus in Madison. Delta Beer Lab, a great place to have a beer, but also they built the thing specifically with a gender-neutral bathroom. Here's what it is. There's no door on it. Basically, the walls just kind of like, you have to turn a couple of times, so there's not a door. You just turn so nobody can see in there. But when you get inside, there's a bank of sinks to wash your hand and towels and soap. And then there's, I think if I remember correctly, kind of a U or a wall of stalls. And the doors go, and the walls, each stall go down to the floor.
They have exactly the same thing at IO, an arcade bar that's downtown in Madison.
Really?
Where it's just one big bathroom in the back.
Right. And nobody can, and here's the thing. I mean, I'm not going to be too graphic, but I'm going to point this out because I don't think people realize this sometimes. Think about this from a physical standpoint. If you have a transgender person, all right, and let's say it's a transgender female, unless they've gone through surgery, transitional surgery, you know, they're probably going to go to a stall or a transgender male. So, I mean, even if it's not a proper trans or a proper non-gender bathroom, you know, nobody's standing out in the open, you know, going to the bathroom. You can't see each other. It's all in the private stall. Again, it's not unlike going to a country music festival in rural Wisconsin where there is a line of porta potties. And you stand outside to go in, you shut the door, you do your business, you come out, as Mr. Zomer said, hopefully you use the wash sink. You wash your hand, you go on your way. And as Trigby Olson said last hour, what DeSantis and this ilk of wing of Republicans are doing here is just putting out absolute hate and things that are not true to gin people up rather than talking about things like economic issues where we should have a spirited debate about. What do you think about this? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Number to call in, join us. We'd love to have you, 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy, 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. Let's go to the phones. We were talking about Oconomowoc just a moment ago. Some severe weather down there. Bill in Oconomowoc, how's the weather down there? Give us an on-site report.
No on-site report, okay. It's raining, but it's the rain we need, and it's not going to last long enough, but at least it's rain.
All right, well, that's good to hear. It looks like there may be some stronger storm or some stronger winds and pea-sized hail, so be careful of that. But yes, the rain we absolutely need. Thank you for that weather report. Now, probably not why you called, but Bill, what's on your mind?
No, here's what's on my mind. How can the far right, they worry about LGBT, what beer you're drinking and gas stoves, but when it comes to domestic terrorism, they don't even talk about it. They won't, if domestic terrorism takes over and rules our country, you won't need to concentrate on who drinks Bud Light or LGBT people. Right. You will have a lot more serious consequences, but it's like their house is burning. They run across the street to the neighbors and say, look, you got a dandelion in your lawn. But the neighbor says, wait a minute, your house is burning. Right. Forget about the house burning. I'm worried about the dandelion in your lawn. Thanks so much for letting me speak my piece. I just can't believe how these people ignore the elephant in the room. Thank you.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you for calling in. Be safe down there in Oconomowoc. Again, some severe weather moving into Oconomowoc right now, into the Waukesha area as well for our listeners on WAUK. So the rain is welcome, as Bill said, but not the the severe weather. So be careful of that. Bill is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And a great analogy about the house on fire and worried about a dandelion in the lawn. That's the perfect analogy. And also, Trigvi Olsen and I and Mr. Zommers were talking off the air between hours there. I'm sure he won't mind me saying what we talked about. But Trigvi said, this is going to get someone killed. To Bill's point, this is exciting violence. And this is something that is, well, at least my 30 years when I was a former Republican, as a former Republican, in my 30 years until I left the party in 2011, I don't ever remember going to a Republican event or hearing a Republican speaker where they were talking and okaying or condoning or trying to incite violence. And this part of it really began with Trump. I mean, it began with Trump in 2016. Started making fun of the disabled reporter. Started saying, you know, go ahead, hit the media to his supporters. Go ahead, take him on. I'll pay your lawyer bills. I'll bail you out of jail. Of course, he never did. But this was condoning violence in politics in America. Of course, we've had violence in, you know, ask folks that went to the Pettus Bridge, right? There's been violence in politics in America, you know, since it began. Began with violence, right? I would say the right kind of violence then, a revolution, to get our independence from England. Unfortunate as it was, we had to endure violence in the Civil War that ultimately led to the Emancipation Proclamation and the freeing of slaves. But violence has been with our country, but not in modern times have we had a political party and major politicians calling for violence. And it began in 2015, 2016 with Trump. And now you got a guy like DeSantis who's going a step further and calling for as Mr. Zommer said, there's no other word for it, genocide, in taking out to exterminating a certain segment of the American population. A segment, by the way, there's a lot of stories every day, unfortunately as it is, about people who abuse kids or groom kids or go target people. Usually those people belong to churches, are Republicans. It's not the drag people. It's not the drag queen up on the stage singing a song that's going after kids. No one's being hurt by people in gender-neutral bathrooms. But we don't hear Republicans going after those folks. As Trigvi Olsen said, this is something that is manufactured by the Republican Party. It is manufactured by Ron DeSantis. Because you know what they don't want to talk about? Their actual ideas for the country, the economy, your pocketbook. Because they don't really have any real agenda. Back with your calls and more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Arielle Reshef. A Philadelphia community devastated by the mass shooting over the holiday. The suspect accused of killing five charged today in court. That incident just one of a rash of shooting sprees that marred the 4th of July holiday weekend nationwide.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, there were 17 mass shootings over the holiday weekend. 18 people were killed and 102 were injured.
We are begging Congress to protect lives and do something about America's gun problem.
That's Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney speaking after a shooter used an AR-15 to open fire in the city Monday night. Ann Flaherty, ABC News.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet says the U.S. stopped Iran from seizing two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz today. Iran's Navy reportedly firing shots at one of the ships at one point. Iran denies the incident. A federal judge blocking the Biden administration from asking social media companies to address misinformation posted on their platforms. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A July 4th house fire on Green Bay's east side leaves one man homeless. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department was called to the 1400 block of Cedar Street last night just before 10 p.m. Crews arrived to find the house completely in flames. The fire was out in about 10 minutes, but is estimated to have caused $125,000 in damage. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Three children were seriously injured in a crash in Oneida. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office received a call around 6 p.m. Monday evening that there was a single vehicle crash near the intersection of County Road EE and County Road H. When deputies arrived, they found all three children with serious injuries. They were taken to the hospital for treatment. Police arrested a 22-year-old Oneida woman who they suspect was intoxicated. The incident is still under investigation. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our incomparable producer and engineer. Glad to have him back in the helm this hour. We are here with you on a Wednesday hump day, July 5th, 2023, and still following some of this severe weather. And I apologize to those on a statewide network here that are saying, I'm looking outside and it looks fine to me. And that's fantastic. But we're trying to keep everybody up to date on weather forecasts around the state of Wisconsin. Severe, that is. So very quickly, if you would allow me, for some of our listeners, particularly those on WMDX here in Madison, Wisconsin, also those who might be listening on WAUK over in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and WISS in Oshkosh in the Fox Valley, here quickly now are an update of our weather warning situations at this hour. Looks like a severe thunderstorm warning for the Stoughton area here in Dane County over into Rock County. So kind of from Stoughton up to Lake Mills and to Fort Atkinson, that severe thunderstorm warning going until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Dane County, south central Wisconsin, southwestern Jefferson County. Looks like a severe thunderstorm was located near Cambridge, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. This could have 60 mile per hour wind gusts and penny size hail. So if you're in that area, say from Stoughton over to Fort Atkinson, Jefferson, Lake Mills, in that path, severe thunderstorm warning until 3 p.m. Also, another thunderstorm warning active until 3 p.m. It kind of overlaps that, basically, the same general area in southeastern Dane County and southwestern Jefferson County, again, going until 3 p.m. And then the other severe thunderstorm warning right now, actually it's now been downgraded a bit to a special weather statement, goes until 3 p.m. for places like Oconomowoc, Summit, Heartland, Pewaukee, and Waukesha, and it looks like we'll be moving into Brookfield if it's not there already, and that is for strong wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Some may exceed 40 miles per hour, and pea-sized hail there. So anywhere from Brookfield over to Mequon, Menominee Falls, Germantown, you could be in the line of that as well. That one going until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Severe. That's the special weather statement. And then we have a lot of marine warnings. If you are along the shoreline, or let's hope you're not out on the water at this hour, but from Racine up to Kenosha, just north of South Milwaukee, up to Whitefish Bay, and then further up along the shoreline, say from Port Washington to Belgium and Cedar Grove, all the way up into Sheboygan and Manitowoc and Two Rivers, all along that shoreline, special marine warnings to stay off the water or get off the water and not be near the shoreline as severe storms are moving in that direction. Need the rain, but don't need all the severe weather. There is another line of storms just down in Illinois right now, which is headed northeast. So if you're, say, in the Freeport, Illinois area, and then going up into the Monroe, Wisconsin area in Greene County and over to Evansville, it's going to take another hour to 2 hours to get to you, but looks like another line of storms moving in that direction this afternoon. Let's clean up. We'll keep it here to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll continue to update you as the situation warrants. Let's get to a couple of texts. Appreciate those, our listeners this afternoon. One just down the road from our world headquarters here on University Avenue in Madison, Jeff in Shorewood says, well, we'll just paraphrase. He says, wow, boys, you make too much sense. My sister in Middleton turned me on to Civic Media 3 weeks ago. Not sure how much more common sense I can take. Signed, Jeff. In Shorewood, Jeff, we appreciate those kind words. WMDX Radio here in Madison, thanks for tuning in and making us a part of your day. This one says, this is from a listener. This is also Jeff in Shorewood, listening on WAUK, actually. All right, very good. In Milwaukee. Oh, see, there's two Shorewoods. I thought it was the Shorewood down the street. It's the Shorewood.
No, yep, it's the other Shorewood.
Sorry, Jeff, I apologize. There's two Shorewoods in Wisconsin. So he's listening to WAUK in Milwaukee, Jeff in Shorewood down in southeast Wisconsin. He said, I DJ'd in clubs in college in Madison in the late 1980s, had a girlfriend who took me to a gay bar on West Washington Avenue and got hit on. Was always flattered, although not interested. Same after I came to Milwaukee in 1991. I used to hit LaCage now and again. Best dance music in town. But he says, it's not like gay dudes were trying to groom or rape me. He says, what the heck is wrong with those mega junior Republicans, Jeff in Shorewood. I think that's a great text. We appreciate that, Jeff in Shorewood, for texting that in. I mean, you know, if you're going to go to if you specifically go to a gay club, I mean, you're a good looking gentleman. I mean, somebody's going to ask you to dance, right? And all you got to do is say, hey, I appreciate the offer, but I'm not interested. And then people are going to say, all right, cool, dude. That's fine.
And if they're not, they're just a bad person.
Right.
That happens at any bar.
It's no different than going to a heterosexual bar, right? I mean, look, it doesn't matter what bar you go to. If you go into a dance place where people are imbibing alcohol, it doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, or in between. There's always going to be a jerk in the crowd, right? And then, you know, you just, you know, hit them in the balls. Whatever you do. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a dude or a chick. If somebody's hitting on you, at some point, if they don't take no for an answer, you just give them a knee. That'll take care of it real quick. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom in Sauk County. Tom, thanks for joining us. What say you, sir?
Well, Todd, you're giving out these weather notices.
Yes.
And it's real time. And I just thought that was a really good illustration of why we need to save AM radio. And automakers are starting to look at removing AM from the radios in new cars. And there is a bipartisan, believe it or not, bipartisan bill in Congress that could say, no, you can't do that, because there are times when there's severe weather and there's other emergencies, and people, a lot of people still rely on AM radio.
That's a great point. I appreciate calling in, Tom, and I wanted to get to it today. Maybe we'll wait until tomorrow, but yes, I have some of that information, and you're right. I mean, things, when you have severe weather out there, you know, your internet's always, like Trigvy earlier, his power went out, didn't have internet. And it's a great example of why AM battery operated radio is still essential for people, particularly right in rural Wisconsin.
All over the country, really.
Yeah, absolutely. How is the weather out there in Sauk today?
It's hot and humid, but no rain yet.
While I got you on the phone, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because this is something I want to get into here. There's a great article I saw over the weekend entitled, "Did the Pandemic Make Us Worse Drivers? Traffic fatalities have catapulted since the start of the pandemic. Here's what that means for your car insurance." Now, I moved this last week, and so I was on the road more than usual. And I'm telling you, I've lived in Madison on and off for 20, 25 plus years. I've never seen the Beltline just more like the Autobahn. And I am convinced people have gotten worse drivers. Do you believe that's the case?
It could be. I know my son is a teacher in middle school, and since the pandemic, those kids are behaving worse than before the pandemic.
Really?
So it wouldn't surprise me that drivers are driving worse. Yeah, there's just all kinds of issues that people have, and the pandemic brought a lot of that on.
Right?
Yeah. The issue with kids post-pandemic in school is awful. I have a lot of friends who are teachers or substitute teachers, and they were ready to pursue a career. Pandemic happened, and they're like, I want to do literally anything else now.
Yeah.
As much as I feel terrible for these kids and want to be there for them, there's only so much you can do.
But and to that point, right, the pandemic, in some cases, kids were out for a year and a half. I mean, you get out of your habit. It's a completely different mindset.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of is, although there was that period during the shutdown when the roads were emptier and people were actually driving faster and their fatality rate was not going down because of that. And maybe people just held on to that kind of behavior.
Crazy. All right, Tom, thank you for calling in. Anything else before I let you go?
Yeah. No.
All right. Thanks. Very good. Bye. Tom in Sauk County, appreciate you listening. Thank you so very much. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Tom raises a great point why AM radio is so important during severe weather times like this. And again, updating you a little bit to have several storms or weather warnings out there right now, a couple until 3 o'clock, so about another 20 minutes or so, particularly here in south central and eastern parts of the state, have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3 p.m. Looks like for southeastern Dane County and southwestern Jefferson counties. Actually, literally, as I pulled that up, it has now been canceled. So that is good news. That one in southeastern Dane and southwestern Jefferson County, that severe warning has been canceled. And it looks like the other one that kind of overlapped that has also been canceled. And now let me go over why we got you here. Let's just check over by so that special weather statement now for places like New Berlin and Brookfield and Waukesha in that area. That one goes until 3:15. Looks like strong thunderstorms will impact portions of Ozaukee, Milwaukee, northeastern Waukesha, eastern Washington, and south central Sheboygan counties through 3:15 p.m. So basically, the kind of that whole southeastern part of the state, at least north of Racine and Kenosha. So again, if you're in Ozaukee, Milwaukee, northeastern Waukesha, or eastern Washington counties, or central Sheboygan counties, be aware that there are very not quite severe levels, but up to 60 mile per hour winds, pea-sized hail in some places. So be aware of that. Again, rain welcome. Severe thunderstorms, not so much. Another listener texting in. And by the way, with the new Civic Media app, you can text or call in. You don't have to even remember the number. If you don't have it, go to your app store in your cell phone or your smartphone, either Apple or Android. Type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. All right? It'll come up. Takes you less than a minute to download it. It's free. That's what Gail King calls a deal. And you can take Mr. Zomers or whoever and I every afternoon with you on the Civic Media Radio Network. A great way to keep in touch with what's going on weather-wise and news-wise as well on the Civic Media app. But it has a little icon. So you can just punch the phone and call in, or you can text us. Here's a listener in Madison, WMDX Radio here in Madison. This listener says, I asked a Republican over the weekend if he's okay with banning books. He said, quote, are you okay with first graders reading Playboy, unquote. The listener says, I was speechless. I mean, let me just tell you, there are no Playboy magazines in grade school libraries. I don't know any Playboy magazines in any public school library. It's just not there. Okay, it's just not, I mean, comments like that are just what's crazy.
It just shows a complete divorce from reality.
Yes.
Just like one of my good friends from Manitowoc always said, whenever one of us would talk about we both had at least one, like, conservative grandparent.
Yeah.
And you can have a conversation and an argument with somebody who has a different opinion from you, and you can't have a discussion with someone who lives in a different reality.
Right.
And somebody who thinks that first graders have access to Playboy at their grade school libraries has no basis in real life.
They've never been in a grade school library. They don't know a grade school librarian. Thank you for the text. We appreciate that. Whoever it was that sent it in, always welcome your texts and your phone calls as well via the Civic Media app, or give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We're going to pick up the story on the other side here. Do you believe that the pandemic has made us worse drivers? I'm going to bring you some stats from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This shows a fairly dramatic increase over 2019 by more than 6,000 deaths. Has it been all this cooped up energy? And as our caller said, Tom, is it that people kind of forgotten how to drive during the pandemic? What is it? Why are there more accidents? Why are people less patient on the roadways? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Take your calls on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is now 1:50, pardon me, 2:50. Check that on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Coming up at the top of the hour, news and weather for you. And then don't miss it. It is Matt Flynn Direct, an all new show. He is going to be ready and loaded for bear to go through all of the weekend news with you, the holiday news. Take it from a legal expert, Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you after the news at 3 o'clock. With our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. And then, of course, after that, at 4 o'clock, it's Never Personal, Only Politics. It's the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. At 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And then coming up a little bit later on, and after Rick Smith, is our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Do not want to miss it. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Had a couple of calls there during the break we weren't able to get to, but if you are calling, try back because we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Our callers are fantastic indeed. Let's go to Nick in Madison. Nick, go right ahead.
Hey, we didn't have Playboy books in first grade, but I'll tell you, second grade, my best friend's dad had a stack, and somehow we must have thought that mom and dad weren't coming home because we were comfortable enough to take the stack and sit on the picnic table outside and look at them, and we really enjoyed it. I don't know where the parents were, where we didn't think they were coming around. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, and then as the driving, I've been commuting and driving as part of my job for the last 20-plus years. I have a theory that when the whole talk of defunding the police and all that, yeah, whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. I kind of feel like maybe they look the other way on stuff they didn't used to, and maybe people pick up that. Kind of like, you know, if you don't want us, we're not going to stop the speeders. We're not going to. All of a sudden, people started running stop signs.
Wow, yeah, I know, right?
That just started in the last 3 or 4 years, and it blows my mind, and I'm probably going to get in trouble, you know, saying something to somebody when they go by my window. But, I have that theory. I don't know. And, you know, people have always driven fast or whatever, but that's my take.
Nick, I appreciate you calling in. I'm not going to name my friend or out my friend, but one of my friend's dad had a stack of Playboy as well. And, you know, we used to find those and look at those. So you're absolutely, they're not getting Playboy in the grade schools. They're getting Playboy from their dad's closet or the bathroom or whatever. You're absolutely right. And the driving thing, I agree with you on as well. I mean, the stop signs, I've seen it too. People just blowing through stop signs more often. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to the phones now. And my colleague and one of the people, I just hear her name. I hear her voice and it makes me smile. Let's go to Milwaukee. And we have our very own Jane Matinier from As Goes Wisconsin. Jane, always great to hear from you. What say you, my friend?
Oh, God, I just want you to know if you're in Waukesha County or even heading into Milwaukee County, it is pouring so hard. Visibility is terrible. There's some major ponding along sections of Blue Mound Road.
Okay.
And people still want to go 50 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
That's a really bad idea.
Yeah,
I pulled off of Blue Mound and pulled into some little subdivision because you can't see anything. And with that much standing water, you hit one of these puddles, then you really can't see anything.
I appreciate you calling in. This is a live report from our colleague from WAUK, Jane Matinier, doing the news down there. Also joins Kristen Bry every day from 10 until noon on As Goes Wisconsin on this report. Looking, Jane, at the radar right now, looks like there is just really heavy rains right now in real time. Brookfield over to West Allis, right into Whitefish Bay and Shorewood. So if you're in any of those areas, like you say, pull over, right? Because you get all this, you get, what do they call it? Hydroplaning when the rain comes down like that.
And another thing, too, and this is my scoldy moment.
Yes.
Turn on your lights.
Yes. Right? Why do people now think that? It's like a challenge, right? Oh, I don't have to turn my lights on yet.
It's actually a state law that if your wipers are on, your lights have to be on. So do me a favor, everybody, and turn on your freaking lights. Everyone would really appreciate it.
I love it. Jane Matinier does not mince words. She tells it like it is.
Well, thank you for that cleansing moment, Todd. Have a good show.
Well, it's always great to hear from my friend. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Jane Matinier in Waukesha, Brookfield area right now. Again, if you're in Brookfield, Waukesha, in southeast Wisconsin, drive carefully, man. Just slow down, pull off, and as Jane said, put your freaking lights on and use some caution. You can't be going, 65, 70 miles per hour in a storm. So use some caution with that. Let's go quickly to Tom in Milwaukee to the phones. Tom, what say you, sir?
Hi there. Really quick. Yeah, the weather is here. I'm on 50th and Center Street heading west. And it is just pouring. And there is stuff, garbage cans and stuff flying all over the place. It's really bad here right now. I just wanted to make a comment about driving. Milwaukee Public Schools got rid of teaching driver's ed. And I believe people are driving this way because they're learning to drive playing Grand Theft Auto.
Wow. That is a hot take, and I never thought about that, but you might be right.
They drive just like that. I mean, they're hitting curbs, they're running streets, they're running from people, they're just driving on sidewalks, and I see that now. I really believe that's how kids today are learning how to drive.
That is absolutely fascinating, Tom. I hadn't thought about that, but you know what? I think there's something to it. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, thanks for the call, Tom. And thanks for the report weather as well. We appreciate you listening down there on WAUK in Milwaukee, Waukesha area, Tom. Let's go to Karina, quickly in Milwaukee. Karina, you got about a minute here. Go ahead.
Well, about the driving, you're absolutely right. People do not drive the same way they did before COVID, and I think it's irritation. It's an irritation of that they are out of their bubble, and they have to pay attention to what is going on. And it's not anymore just push up a button or pick up the phone or turn off the screen or something like that. You actually have to deal with people. And for some reason, because people don't deal with people very well naturally,
right.
I think they lost it. They completely lost it because you can see that they are showing you a finger when it's a green light and you're not moving. It's going anywhere greener. Okay.
Thank you,
not
Karina. I get it. I'm sorry, short on time, but thank you so much. Appreciate it, Karina, Milwaukee. A couple of quick texts from WMDX here in Madison. I think there are less police on the road, making us fear going fast. Interesting point. And also from Monroe, Wisconsin, some cars actually have it with their automated lights where it's still bright enough to not turn on your lights. My other half had a gray car that did that when he thought his lights were on, and I followed behind him, and I had to say, turn on the lights. All right, good point there. What could be automation? I appreciate everybody for calling in, everybody for listening. That's what makes this show tick. That's what makes Civic Media tick. It is you. Our appreciation to Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olson for being our guest, to Mr. Aaron Zommers, producer extraordinaire, and of course, for you for listening. Stay tuned next, Matt Flynn Direct. Not going to want to miss it. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm